How high was the haystack?
Well, it'd run 15 to about as high as you could put it up a man on the wagon, and let's see, 12, 15 feet would be as high.
Well, see, how high would a rick be then?
Well, a rick would be about the same high, because you couldn't get it much higher than where you go. Come on in, honey. Did you come to call?
I was just seeing if he's talking too much.
No, I'm just answering questions.
He's doing just wonderful.
He gets off the tire.
Yeah. Well, if he gets tired, we'll stop.
Get too tired,
he gets tired, his face gets ready. He has to quit.
Okay, well, I'll be in town. I can come back anytime. But I sure won't overtire him. I appreciate the chance of talking.
We can talk on a while longer. If I get talked out too much,
yeah, no, he's been sick.
Oh.
So I'll just see if he's talking.
Yeah, just as soon as you come.
Oh, okay.
If I'm coming.
Aren't you hot in there?
That's very comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
I'm very comfortable, really.
Yeah, Rick, you can make a rick put just as much hay in as you want to. Just keep it, make it longer if you want to. But you can't make it much higher because you have to put it, unless you have more manpower, you can't put it much higher. You can make a rick a little bit higher than a stack because a stack would tumble over easier. Mm-hmm. A rick is longer, it has more support. You see the length of it supports it more, so you can make it a little bit higher, but then you can't put it any higher than you have manpower to put your hay up the top of it.
Did they ever build anything with four poles? Did you ever see any with they'd use and have a roof over it to cover the hay?
Yeah, that'd be kind of open barn. Yeah, they could have done that. Be more like almost like a shed. Be.
I was just thinking, it's like four poles and a sliding roof.
Roof somewhere. We never had those in this section.
Uh-huh. But what's an open barn? That's interesting.
Well, we call it just a shed.
For storing hay.
Storing hay, yes.
Uh-huh. And at haying time, before you put the hay into the hay stack, if you made a smaller collection.
Well, when the hay gets ready to go up, when it's cured, dry enough, or if the hay is real heavy, first you want to tit it or fluff it to get it up so the sunshine will get through it. Then you want to take a rake and a single rake and turn it over so if it's real heavy so it'll dry out. Then when you get ready to bale it, you're going to put two or three of those together and make a larger windrow so the baler will get a big mouthful.
Did you ever call that a tumble or a cock or a doodle or a heap or coil or?
No, we'd call it just a windrow. Windrow. Uh-huh. Hey, put in windrows and.
Okay. And the place for hay in the barn, you said, was the mow.
Well, that's right. Loft. Mow or loft, either one.
Okay. Now, a shelter for cows, maybe built on the side of the barn where the cows could get in under the rain. Without actually getting into the.
Well, you'd call that just a shelter or a loafing barn, loafing shed.
Loafing shed?
Yeah, loafing shed would be good to get in there and loaf. They're not confined, they can go and come as they please.
Be a loafing shed, I've never heard that.
Loafing shed,
that's good.
Loafing shed, they can loaf, you know, just like a man get around a store, you know, and loaf, just passing the time away.
What about a shelter for horses?
Well, they'd be called the same, just a shelter or just a. It's open, it isn't enclosed. If a storm comes up, the horse can get in the shelter out of the rain, and then as soon as it quits raining, well, he can go back out to pasture.
But the place where the horse is kept inside the barn
is a stall.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call that a stable?
Yeah, stall or stable.
Right.
Yeah, they're both. Either one, they're confined in either one.
A place where cows are staked or penned at for milking.
Well, some of them call it a milk pen, or a milk barn, or a milk shed. It just depends on how it's.